Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. We're looking at verses 14 to 29, the healing of the boy possessed by an impure spirit. They come down the mountain and they find the disciples that are left arguing with the teachers of the law. People see Jesus, they rush to him, and he asks them, "What are you arguing about?" And then the man reveals the situation with his son, which is so desperate. He had asked the disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. Literally, they weren't strong enough. Jesus replies with a general comment, "You unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay here and put up with you? Bring the boy to me." The boy has a fit. And Jesus asks the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" I love that question. It's a question of concern, of connection, of wanting to know how the father feels, I believe. From childhood is the touching and sad reply. It's often thrown him into water and fire. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. What's Jesus' reply? If you can. Everything is possible for one who believes. Isn't it interesting how Jesus doesn't just answer with, "Of course I want to help, I will do the healing immediately, we can discuss the faith issue later." But no, in this very moment, he asks the man the question and engages with his reply and responds with something which must be characterized as a challenge on some level. "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for the one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, and I love the honesty here, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Help me, Jesus. I'm here standing before you. We're having this theological, spiritual conversation. My son is over here at that very moment, it appears, rolling around, foaming at the mouth," back in verse 20. And yet the man doesn't rebuke Jesus. He says, "Help me. Help me overcome my unbelief." I believe this story teaches us many things, but part of what it's telling us in the narrative here, as we imagine this scene, is we're seeing a heart of humility on the part of the father. He is admitting he's struggling with belief. He's admitting that the "if you can" was coming from a place where he was struggling to have faith, struggling to trust, struggling to really believe that something could be changed that's so fundamentally challenging, so impossible to be changed, as the condition in which his son finds himself. So he says, "Help me with my unbelief." Are we willing to admit where we're struggling with our faith? Sometimes it's a temptation as a Christian to put on a brave face. And someone says, "How are you doing?" And the temptation is to say, "I'm doing well, I'm doing fine." There's a temptation perhaps not to be entirely honest when someone asks us about how we feel about a situation which we are sensing or experiencing as having been beyond God's input, God's strengthening, or God's solving, or God's healing. And there are things in this life that we honestly find impossible to believe that God can intervene in and change. Perhaps it's something out there, and perhaps sometimes it's something inside you and I. A deep-seated insecurity, an ongoing challenge with pervading anxiety, the fear that we won't be able to make it as a Christian, the fear that our sins are too great, or the fear that we'll give in to temptation, to some of our old sins that are coming back to haunt us as the temptations are growing. And perhaps before we do anything else, the way to respond to that is to come to Jesus and offer him our unbelief. Jesus can handle our honesty. and he can handle our unbelief. And if we're honest, may we not see him do the extraordinary. That's something worth praying about today. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.